Blog Talk Radio.
Women have the power to transform this world. We can end crime and violence if we all agree to do one thing: share. Let's share our wisdom, share our time, share our talents, share our finances, but most of all, let's share our love. This is the Female Solution. Join me, Naima Latif, every morning, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Standard Time, as we bring you stimulating discussions about the issues affecting our lives. If you're listening online at www.blogtalkradio.com/the-female-solution, press the blue button that says follow and get our daily topics every morning directly to your email and your smartphone.
Hi, I'm Naima Latif, executive producer of the Female Solution Radio Show. We invite you to call in 515-605-9325 and participate in this daily think tank as we examine the challenges we face and develop solutions that restore peace and harmony. We are global transformers, changing the world from the way it is to the way it should be. We are one. Wherever we live on this earth, we are one human family. On behalf of our team of radio hosts, I'd like to extend a greeting to all the members of our family, whenever and wherever you may be listening around the world. To our family in China, Ni Hao. In India, Namaste. In Japan, Konnichiwa. In Korea, Annyeonghaseyo. In Russia, Zdravstvuyte. In Germany, Guten Tag. In Poland, Dzień dobry. In France, Bonjour. In Spain, Hola. In Italy, Ciao. In Egypt, Ahlan wa sahlan. In Ghana, Akwaba. In Nigeria, Peleo. In South Africa, Saubona. In Senegal, Nangadef. In Kenya, Jambo. In Israel, Shalom. In Pakistan, Afghanistan, and Saudi Arabia, Assalamu alaikum. Greetings, and may peace be upon you all.
Hope you can hear me well, because I'm on my phone tonight instead of on my tablet or my laptop, but I am in Key West, Florida. And it has been kind of the adventure of a lifetime, adventure of the week, adventure of the year, because I've been driving around the southern part of Florida for the last 2 days with friends. And they all deserted me tonight for now because they had other things. They wanted to take in the most of Key West. Key West, if you've never been to Key West, is the most interesting place on the planet. There are lots of artists in this community, and there are lots of residents in this community who have been here for quite a while. I met, and if you want to meet a very special friend that I met today, go to my Facebook page and watch an interview I did for about just a couple of minutes with a woman who was sitting on her porch as we were walking to a restaurant, and she's 94 years old, And I just was drawn to her and her roommate on the porch, though, another woman. And this is just an example of what this journey has been like for the last 2 days. I walk up to this woman. I didn't know her, but I was just drawn to her because she's sitting on her porch, swinging, smiling. I said, hi, you know, I'm just drawn to you today, walking through Key West, Florida. And I said, I thought I'd come and say hello because you just look so friendly. And she was, I find out she's 94 years old. She's lived in Key West all of her life, all 94 years. And she said she loved it. So go watch the interview just to see how young this person looks and how articulate she was. Not old, didn't seem old at all, older, elderly or sickly, but she looked just so friendly. And so I left her, and I came back with my friend. They said, well, where is she from, and blah, blah, blah. So I went back and asked her, well, where were your parents from? She said her mother lived in Key West for 100 years. In fact, she died, I think she said, like a week after her 100th birthday. Been in this area 100 years. So one of my friends said, well, where were her grandparents from? And I said, well, where were you? She said, well, her grandparents were from the Bahamas. So we got to two generations back in southern Florida. You have one woman who I met today who was 94 years young. Mother lived to be 100 in Key West all their life. And they just love, she loves this area. Why? Because it's the tropical, it's warm most of the time. And the people here, she said, are just very friendly. And I'm finding that, too, just being in this part of Florida. Now, the thing about this journey we're on is this was a long car drive. And I'm supposed to be driving back part of the way. We've got to go across a 7-mile bridge tonight. And the people I'm with, they just can't let go of Key West. They just want to hang around here forever. And when they come back, I'm actually in the car, and when they come back, I'll let introduce them. But they just wanted to keep exploring this area and enjoy the art and the energy of this area. It's just amazing. So I'm here tonight. And I'm not sure if I'll be doing a 2-hour show because I'm not sure how well my cell phone's going to pick up the signals. But I would love to hear from you tonight about your own travels and what you learn when you travel. What are you looking for when you travel? Because I really do, with this show, want to help people get out of their houses and explore their neighborhood first, if you haven't done that, and explore other cities in your state. How many of you for instance, live in Illinois, how many of you have explored areas like Pembroke, for instance? I know that's an area near Chicago, not far from Chicago, where the style of living is very different. And in this area, exploring, I would love to hear from my listeners about how do you explore your own neighborhood? How do you connect with people? Because I felt so blessed to connect with this woman today, this 94-year-old woman that I didn't even know, but she was so friendly. And I just took a bold step to introduce myself and say, hey, how are you? What's up? And it was like getting to know my generation's history and the love of this area, the love of Key West. I'd love to hear from you if you've ever been to southern Florida, because it's a very unique experience. I have a caller who's pressed 1. I'm going to open up the mic, but I'm going to be talking tonight about the Everglades that we were in yesterday where there was no Wi-Fi. And what a difference when you're in an area with all these trees and no Wi-Fi. It's just amazing. So let me open up the mic. I believe this is Mama AZ, and I want to hear from you who are here in the studio, or I'm not on Facebook Live tonight because I just couldn't get my tablet connected to a Wi-Fi tonight. We're on the go, and it's hard to do that. But what do you do when you travel? Well, do you travel outside of your home and your neighborhood? And what do you say? Do you do anything different And what have you learned? I think more than anything, tonight you'll hear, hopefully from my friends, about what we learned and the people we connected with that was so fascinating, enlightening, interesting. Mama AZ, your mic is open. Thanks for calling in and listening.
Dr. V, oh, man, I have so much footage, pictures, and they just disappeared. I was going to say, I hope you took the time to go on the glass bottom boat. Way back, this was in 79, that I took a journey from Rhode Island all the way down to the Florida Keys and got on a glass bottom boat. I spent 3 weeks in a rental car, almost a month, traveling.
Wow.
You just don't know, Dr. G. I got about 2,000 tapes. Of footage of my journeys from different places, and I just don't know how I'm going to change all of that. But you didn't get the opportunity to go on a glass bottom boat.
You know, 2 days is just not enough. And we've only been we drove probably 4 hours today just to get, they insisted on driving to Key West. Now, can you tell people what it's like to drive to Key West from, like, Miami even? You know what that drive is like?
yes. It's been many moons, but it's a jump. And I didn't sleep in a hotel. I chose to sleep in the car, in the cemetery, or the resting spot, because I felt that was safest and serious. A lot of my journey, I will pull into the resting spot, meaning the cemetery, and chill. And my daughter can tell you that. When we went down to that part of Florida where all the palm readers are and what have you, D-Land, that's what it was, And we slept in the cemetery, so we wouldn't be bothered. But, yes, that's a jump, family. But, oh, my God, Dr. V, you never cease to amaze me. When you see some of this footage that I managed to get over the years of me traveling, it scares me because it's like I'm looking at another being on film. I just don't know where I got the energy or the gumption to do that, even to bungee myself to the roof of a car at the top of a mountain, at the medicine wheel in Wyoming. So if I fell asleep and rolled any which way, the bungees will keep me from falling down the canyon. I'm serious. I was just that crazy. I swear, when I looked at some of that stuff, I'm like, dang, I know I was inhabited by another person, but yeah, go back and get on the glass bottom boat. They have native people over there on these islands who make things to sell. They're the indigenous people. I don't know what's there now, but this was in 1979, family. I did this. So, yeah.
Okay, now where's the glass bottom boat? Is that in Key West?
You go to the Everglades. Yeah, yes. You go down. And to the Everglades, and I don't know about now, but back then in 79, you could rent.
That's where you were yesterday. Yeah.
It's what now?
We were in the Everglades all day yesterday.
Oh, man. Dr. V, I hate that so bad because I had all tons of film footage that I took. And in my move all of that got misplaced. Of my journeys with the park rangers over there in the Everglades and just things, I just would stop. If the spirit led me, you know, and when I look back over it now, I was in places, Dr. V, I know the Creator had my back, because like my mom used to tell me, putting in, damn this fool, but the Creator takes care of all damn fools and babies, and you are one damn fool.
That is so cute. But you know, Mama AZ, it's okay, Mama AZ, that you don't have the footage, but you have a mouth to share this experience with people, and that's what I'm doing tonight, is just sharing right away. So I don't have a lot of footage. I took a video today on Facebook Live of this beautiful hotel, and it looks like something out of 1963. And then there was a mural across the street that I did the video of, the mural across the street that was just as age or ancient. And it was like, wow, going back, being here in Key West, I don't know about you, but it doesn't seem like things have changed a lot in terms of modernizing. There's still a lot of old buildings. They have these ferries that go out into the bay or the ocean, or to the bay, actually, and watch the sun go down. People pay money to get on a boat and just go watch the sun go down. How about that one?
That's the glass bottom boat. I mean, you know, all of that, and I just had the opportunity, and at the time, my husband, he was in sending money through the Western Union, and I get another week or two on the rental car, and oh my God, it was just, I'd rather save the money, sleep in the car, or even pitch a pallet on a bench, you know, in the park somewhere, and I would go to sleep. Or I would go in the truck stop, and I would ask the guys to watch over me. And I made sure that they understood that I wasn't a lot lizard. A lot lizard is a prostitute, y'all, if you haven't heard that term. So if you hear lot lizard, you're a prostitute. Anyway, I would ask them, I said, look, I said, I need to get some sleep. Would you be kind enough to let me park in between your trucks and you watch over me? Or if there was a picnic bench in the truck stop, Dr. Z, I would put my pallet, my blanket, and my pillow, and they would honk the horn to let me know everything was cool, they had my back, and I would go to sleep on the picnic table in the truck stop. No joke.
I can't wait for you. I'm looking forward to you meeting Shimwell. He's with me today. He's from Switzerland. He's not from Switzerland. His family roots are in Switzerland. And he lived in Indiana for many, many years. And he just sold everything. You're going to love him because he sold everything. Now, he basically is a nomad living out of his car. And
wow.
He doesn't have a house. He doesn't have a home anymore. So he's just traveling around, teaching people about the Hebrew roots of our faith, of not just our faith, but our body. He teaches people about the energy in our body that is about more than just organs and tissues, and it's more about, he teaches about the microcosm of the universe, basically. So he's out with the other brother who is with us, Marzik, I forget his name now, but he has Puerto Rican roots, and he lives in, he works at the Hippocrates Institute. You know what the Hippocrates Institute is?
No, but get me up to speed.
Okay, for those of you who don't know, Hippocrates is a retreat location that helps people heal from disease. And they do everything from wheatgrass juicing. If you know who Ann Wigmore is, She was kind of the mother or the originator of wheatgrass juicing. And they do wheatgrass juicing. They do all kind of yoga and healing and all kinds of dietary counseling. And that's where he works. So Mikra, his name was Mikra, and he was with us for the last 2 days. And then my close friend, Ooze, you know Ooze, he's been on before.
She's doing
better. She's doing much better. She's out walking down some street because she likes to shop. So, I'm not a shopper anymore. I don't need to consume anything else. I when I finished renovating my tiny house, my 320 square tiny house, I'm almost finished. When I worked on that for 3 months, there's something about working on a shed to transform to your house that you realize you don't need a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
And
wow.
That's why being on this journey was so healing and wonderful for me. We went to in the Everglades. I don't know if you know, in the Everglades, there was a park called Mahogany Park, something like that. Amazing trees in this place, and there was a ramp.
All of this footage. Oh my God, you're right. Oh my God. Oh, let me calm down. That's, I forgot. Yes, those trees, they're not from this planet.
Yes.
They're not from this planet, Dr. V. I've never seen. I'm just screaming and having a fit with loving up on them trees, and there are trees, and I'm like, oh my God. That's, and I had the people to take pictures. I've never seen any trees like that. Oh my God. You're right. Did you get some pictures?
I don't know that we did take some pictures, but I don't know we took a lot of pictures. But the thing about that atmosphere, just as you got excited about that there was so much peace in that energy. There was so much healing in being with all those trees. And there was no Wi-Fi around, no electric anything. There was very little technology in the area in the Mahogany Park. So that as you're walking through on down this ramp through this this park, it's not even a park. It was just trees. It was a tree park.
Yes, trees
everywhere and variety and such a diversity of trees that when we came out of it, we were like, what was that we just experienced?
Oh, Dr. Z, I was by myself, and which I'm very grateful. I didn't have to answer to nobody but me, my mini selves, my higher selves, and the universe. And I was grateful to all of my husbands, and some are on the other side now, to even Charles. And you know, if you help me to be able to experience that. Oh, I look back, Dr. V, and I just give thanks that I was able to come through my mother's gate, and I thank her every day, every second, think about it, you know, and I love her for even allowing me to even come through her gate, knowing on some level that you and I and others would be experiencing this soul group or this unit or this tribe of people with higher consciousness. You know what I mean?
Yes. And to think, Mama V, that was just the beginning. Coming through the gate of our mothers was just the beginning, a really quick beginning to this journey and adventure that we've been on for 60-some years now. And how we now have to share, we need to share this with other people, all the lessons that we're learning from this journey, especially being in nature, because that's what I'm talking about tonight is the experience of being in nature with people who are like-minded, mostly like-minded. I know something, my friend, she likes to shop a lot, which is the only thing that kind of challenges me is that having somebody who's always wanting to stop and go and look at stuff and want to buy stuff, that challenges me. But that was the test for me. That was the thing I needed to learn, how to be patient and to let people be whoever they are. But I am so done with consuming stuff that my journey was to be exploring nature, enjoying the people around me, and then having conversations about what we just experienced.
Yes. Well, it lets me know, even with you rolling over there in the Everglades and in that tree park, oh, my God. When I was there, who would have thought that many, many moons later that there would be a Dr. V, my life. I mean,
right.
Dr. V, damn, this is so deep. I mean, it's better than having the best orgasm on the freaking planet. Well, that's just my opinion, y'all. Okay. Anyhow, Dr. V, my husband from another life, the corporal, he took $67 and went to, like, the Goodwill and purchased enough stuff to have an overnighter. And if no one knows what the corporal is, who the corporal is, look him up. He's an outbacker. He's an ex-Marine, y'all. And he teaches. And we got to get him on the show, Dr. V. You can get people. I mean, I can just connect you with the name. But should people be, you know what to do with that golden hatchet, okay? He teaches how to take a little bit of nothing and create a campsite, so that you can be out in the woods, the outback, and experience nature. I love that man. I know he had to be my husband or something in another life. And he is just, Dr. V, we got to get him on the show. That's all to it. We got to get him on the show, because let me tell you what's going to happen. I didn't see a whole bunch of people in Tucson who were homeless, but I'm seeing more and more people now. And my brother told me that in Phoenix, they're shutting down the Section 8. And if, especially if you are of Melanation persuasion, you have more of a chance to be booted out, or else your rent goes up triple, dipple, double digits, you see. And so those who may not have issues with space living and what have you, it may not hit them where it hurts, but it's going to be a whole bunch of people, including ones like us, my elders, you see. There won't be any place to lay their heads. Lalani is facing that issue now, and I've been sending prayers, you know, to for the universe to open up and position people who can teach others how to roll in a car, or how to come together and get a vehicle and turn it into a living space, period. So it's coming, family. It's coming, and you cannot continue to bury your head in the sand like an ostrich. You can't do that. I'm just grateful lessons that my parents, and especially my dad, taught me about being out in nature. And now I'm in the process, Dr. V, of figuring out how I can make a hoist where I can hoist myself off down in a canyon.
You are now in the hoist queue.
I'm serious. I don't know how I'm going to do that, but I'm working on it.
Leave it to you.
I'm working on it. So,
okay.
Anyway, so Dr. Zinka, I'll mute.
Let me go. Thank you. I'm going to come back to you. You got to meet Shimmo because he's the nomad with no house and just a car. He's driving around the country teaching what he knows to other people and connecting with other people, and that's where you are, we are now. So he's like the overground in motion.
Ask him about, tell him to look up Cochise's stronghold in the Dragon Mountains, and we meet him over there. I'm going to be out of here in a month or so. I'm working on it.
Well, listen, I'm going to bring him on when he comes back. I don't know when he's coming back, but we all got to get driving in the car. But I'm going to go to a commercial break. And when I come back, I'm going to share about what we learned about the back of alligators. When we were in the Everglades, and Mom AZ might want to comment on this later. When we were in the Everglades, we stopped at one park where we saw live alligators moving in the water, okay? And they have you're up on a platform and you spin, but these alligators moving in the water. And then they had a stand showing the color of the bottom side of a bull constrictor snake plus the bottom side of a alligator. And what we learned from just the color of those animals was pretty interesting. So I'm going to let Naima Latif go play our commercials for us, and then we'll be back with more exciting knowledge for you to grow on from the Everglades. Thank you, Naima.
Do you want to live in a world without war? Join our global peace movement. Heavenly Culture World Peace Restoration of Light transcends culture, religion, ideology, and other boundaries to achieve peaceful harmony in the global society. HWPL is committed to bringing world peace and cessation of war through peaceful dialogue between religious groups. I am Director Shin-Suk Kim of the HWPL Chicago Branch of North America. Join us for our next gathering. Call 773-580-1501 and be a part of the movement for world peace. Email us at chicagohwpl@gmail.com.
I'm Beata, your holistic life coach. These days, it's more important than ever to work on your physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual health. Are you consciously breathing deeply in stressful moments? Do you have a plan or daily routine to maintain balance in your awesome body? Are you struggling to be disciplined in your eating habits? When you partner with me, I'll help you develop a personalized health plan that works for your particular lifestyle. You can find out more about me at yourholisticlifecoach.com, where you can also review my 3-step protocol to guide you to abundant health. That's yourholisticlifecoach.com, and I'm Viato.
Is Monday morning a struggle to get out of bed into the swing of things? Well, don't worry, you are not alone. Join us for thought-provoking, stimulating, and mindful conversations on Higher Learning with Zelda Speaks for your Monday morning mindfulness session on Blog Talk Radio, The Female Solution, Mondays, 7:30 until 9 a.m. Be sure and send your ideas, thoughts, comments, and suggestions. Also, if you'd like to be a guest on the show, visit ZeldaSpeaks.com. mindfulnessmomentsmagazine.com and send us your info. We'd love to have you. Experience mindfulness moments with the mindfulness/stress relief coach, Zelda Speaks. And thanks for sharing the mindfulness moment tip of the day. Stay on purpose, stay empowered, and stay tuned to your next session of Mindfulness on Higher Learning with Zelda Speaks. Make it a mindful day. And thanks for listening.
Joining me this evening. It's kind of different tonight because I'm not on Facebook Live live streaming because I just could not find a location in Key West, my tablet. So I'm doing this all on my phone tonight. Studio and everything is on my phone. Even though I brought my laptop with me, I just could not find a place to do my show. So I'm on the run. I'm on the go tonight, which is kind of cool and different because I'm not usually on the run, and especially in southern Florida, Key West. This is about a four-hour drive from the hotel that we were staying in earlier. And so this is going to be really a show by the seat of my pants, you might say. But I wanted to share with you, when you have someone traveling with you who has a very deep knowledge of nature, as my friend Schimmel and Dehez, and this is a man in his 70s and who's been studying Hebrew and the body, the human body, for many, many years, writing about it. And we were at an Everglades park yesterday where alligators were swimming around and we could see them on top of the water. There was even one alligator just resting on a rock. We could see him from a distance. So these alligators were just everywhere. And just to see them was just so amazing because they're such huge creatures and they're such interesting creatures, dangerous creatures, if you will. But we were safe enough to see and admire and not think about in any way being harmed. So we come upon one of the stations on this walkway, and she has a piece of alligator skin sitting on a table with a boa constrictor skin on the table. And my friend Trimble knows, well, what she, he asked her, the ranger, I guess you'd say she was, well, do you know why the skin of the bottom, the belly of the alligator is white and the belly of the boa constrictor is yellow? And by the way, they have a real problem with boa constrictors in the Everglades. They're taking over, basically. They actually are hiring people to catch boa constrictors, these huge snakes, because they're becoming kind of a nuisance, and they're being outnumbered, basically. They're multiplying in large numbers. So they're actually hiring people to catch these snakes and paying them. And so the question was, why do alligators have a white belly? You don't usually see the other side of the alligator skin, but why do they have a white belly and the boa constrictor has a yellow belly? Well, it turns out, according to my friend, it has to do with the moon, the reflection of the moon in these animals and the playing out of the moon energy in these animals and the sun in the boa constrictor that tells us a lot about these creatures and their connection to the cosmos. And if you remember last week, I did a show on the connection that everything on this planet has with the movement of planets in the cosmos, in the universe, in the stars, in the Milky Way, and that it really does influence the planetary shifts, the movements, everything. And in this case, the moon and the sun are influencing the alligator and the boa constrictor, the snake, in a very symbolic way with color. so whenever, and then another thing topic came up about the bald eagle. Why does the bald eagle have a white top, white hair on the top of his head, or a white crown? Again, if you think about the moon, the whiteness of the moon, this is what the energy is being revealed in the bald eagle's head, as well as the belly of the alligator. So the sun, the moon, is all playing a role in creatures on this earth. And even inside of us, we are reflecting inside the sun and the moon's energy. And this might seem strange to some of you, but these are the things that I learn when I hang out with people who are so focused on things like the color of animals and nature. And what is the relationship not just of the people I'm with, but the relationship of the moon, the stars, with creatures rolling around, crawling around on this planet. What has been, in fact, your observations of the creatures that you see on the planet? That have you ever connected their movement, their color, with the stars and the moon and the sun above in the cosmos? That's what we were doing all for the last 2 days, is connecting what we were seeing, the visuals, what we were seeing, to the invisible, if you will, the things like planets that you really can't see with the naked eye, but you know they're there. And then all this energy around you that is saying there's something going on, like Mama AZ and I were talking about this mahogany garden or mahogany trees, this mahogany stop that we made, where the trees were just out of this world. It was like such a diversity of trees in this park that we really couldn't understand what we went after going through this walkway and being in the midst of these trees for, like, I don't know, maybe 15-20 minutes, just walking down this ramp, walking around and through it, and having no Wi-Fi, but nothing but trees, no electronics, nothing in the area. We came out to, like, what did we just go through? What was that? Because we were all kind of mesmerized. And in fact, one of our friends, Mikra, climbed one of the trees just to really connect with the tree. It was so amazing to be in the Everglades with kind of energy. Now, I want to go into today, what we saw today. We went to this coral castle today that is right outside of Hollywood, Florida. I think it's called Hollywood or Heathrow. I forget the name of the city, but it's right outside of the Everglades, called the Coral Castle. Now, they told us this story about the man who built this coral castle. It's about a quarter of an acre, maybe a little, of nothing but coral structures built out of the Florida corals. And walking through this, we were getting the feeling that this was like the pyramid. Some alien helped construct this, because there were too many geometrical shapes and figures that were significant in their structure and in the energy that they were giving us walking through this place. Now, the history of this place, the Coral Castle, if you Google the Coral Castle in Florida, the history of this place is that this man lived over in Russia, I think it was. Yeah, Russia, imagine that. Russia, and he was going to marry a woman. He was going to marry a woman. And he was going to marry a woman, and she dumped him. The woman dumped him. And so he was so heartbroken that he left Russia, came to the United States, and decided to build a coral castle. He decided to build structures out of coral shells. So the energy that he put in this for many, many years, it was that he worked at night, for one. He worked at night to build these structures. Many of these structures had, like, moon shapes. There were angles in the buildings that were square shape. There were circles. There was all the furniture was made out of coral, so to speak. to honor this woman who dumped him in Russia. So it was really kind of strange to even think about this story. We all kind of agreed that the story that they told us about the woman that dumped him was kind of a made-up story, because there was just too many unusual facts coming out in the visual of this coral castle that we decided that there had to be probably some ET or some strange help, some help from other sources. So I don't know if you've ever, Mom AZ, if you've ever heard about this coral castle, because it's been there for several years. And if you have, press one and give your opinion. But it's been there for several years. And the people, the woman who gave us a special tour about the coral castle really gave us a lot of insight. And the man, Ed, his name was Ed, who built this castle. And it just really helped you understand. Let me see. I got a book here called A Book in Every Home, A Sculptured Garden and Tribute to Lost Love. And we think he made, they made, Edward Leedskalnin. It's Leedskalnin. And he, in Homestead, Florida. That was the location of it. And so we figure they made that story up, and this was more about the extraterrestrial and the cosmic energy that can be put into a place like this, because it was just too fabulous, too unusual. So Mama EZ Press One, I'm wondering, have you ever heard of the Coral Castle? Mama EZ, the mic is open.
Can you hear me?
Yes, yes, ma'am. Go ahead.
No doubt about it. The first time I heard about it was on Art Bell. Yes, in 86. They've had a ton of people. When Art Bell got out of the business on Coast to Coast, then George Norrie took over that seat. But yes, matter of fact, there are some friends down there who went because I kept bugging the daylights out of them to go, and they got tired of hearing me beg. So they took a journey and got a lot of pictures that they sent to me of the Coral Castle. And if you listen to Coast to Coast, I mean, oh, yes. I didn't, back then, I had no idea of the Coral Castle when I went there to the Everglades. You know, you go right through there, and I had no idea it was a place until I started listening to Coast to Coast. And that's when I found out about it. And it's people from all over the planet talk about that. Now, let me ask you this, Dr. Z. Did I not hear you say that gentleman's name, his middle name is Lee?
Which one? No, not his middle name. His last name is Leedskalnin. That's his whole, it's Leedskalnin. That's his whole last name. And he's from Yugoslavia, I think. He's from
Russia.
Well, he's from Russia, yeah. So like I said earlier, he's from Russia. His last name is Leedskalnin. But his first name is Edward.
Wow. You're one of my husbands. See, people, let me tell you, let me give you a heads up. We are all connected on this planet. If his name is Edward, that's one of my husbands on the other side, okay? You go back to the Celestine prophecies and with George Redfield, James Redfield, and he will tell you, you pay attention to everything that you are being acquainted with, names, numbers, because those are signs that we put into place, James Redfield didn't say it like this, but I'm saying it like this because of how I listen. With a name or a place like Phoenix, I was born in Phoenix. They even have a Phoenix, Virginia, and it's a very interesting place, like the Everglades and those trees. You are mahogany. These things.
Right.
You must pay attention to, because those are like mile markers or signs or signposts to let you know you need to pay attention because there's something else behind it, and that is to jar your memory so that you can investigate and find out what else you agreed to before you came to this lifetime. These are informational signposts, people, you see. And just like the man, they have a lot of information about him on Coast to Coast, because to figure out how he built this and the strategic way that these pieces of coral is put together. You know, an ordinary person could not do that. So he's up on Coast to Coast.
That's exactly what we kept saying. We were like, nah, I don't think he did this by himself. So what did they say about Coast to Coast, on Coast to Coast? Were they suspicious about it being ET or some other higher form of intelligence that helped him?
No, most definitely. They even said people were sneak and do their best to eye-spy, right? These are just things that I heard on Coast to Coast, but you can go back, I mean, if you want to do the research with George Norrie and even Art Bell, his guest, to talk about the Coral Council. Maybe you could push in Coast to Coast and then push in what has been said about the Coral Council. There are a bunch of people, Dr. V, I mean, it's a fascinating. But what they said is that he was there and he was stopped. He would just stop. But it's a lot of information on Coast to Coast about him. Many, many people have talked about the Coral Castle. I think Dolores Cannon. When she was rolling on the planet, maybe I think Barbara Marciniak. It's a lot. Don't quote me. I'm just saying I believe that these people have mentioned, along with a number of very, very high-ranking people that's connected to Coast. Yeah, you just look at it. Just research it. Okay. I'm well aware of Coral Council. I haven't been there yet.
Yeah, okay. Well, then you're going to have to go. There, you know what? There is a video that you can buy. They have a video, what do we spend 10 minutes watching the video?
We spent half an hour.
Half an hour, 20 minutes, half an hour or so watching this video that gives you an introduction. But there's nothing like walking through this place and hearing the tour guide. And we had two tour guides. One guy who was kind of autistic and just black and white. Yeah, here it is, blah, blah, blah. And he got challenged on one thing, and he said, well, this is what I learned in school. And we said, well, yeah, that's why you're not quite up to par on the real truth about it, because you're just repeating what the script they gave you to explain to the average person what this Coral Castle is all about. But those of us who are a student and have insight into this, we're like, man, there's something else going on here with this place. So another woman gave us a tour afterwards. She kind of went backwards and to go through some details about this place that she knew, and she knew this guy personally, so she knew a lot more than the first tour guide. So
So it was real helpful to have a second opinion and second pointing out things we missed on the first tour, but we were like real suspicious about, man, this is, and they kept saying, well, one man, this was about a man who lost his love, a man who did this because he lost his sweetheart, and that's what it was. And he used to work at night by himself. And I'm like, no, nah, he didn't do this by himself. This is not, this is too advanced to be doing something by yourself. So it was, that was one of the highlights of our day today, other than driving through this beautiful scenery in the Keys. The Keys are just, and we had lunch at this really nice restaurant, Blue Heaven. And so it's been just an amazing adventure that I wanted to share with everybody. And then we're going to be driving back shortly.
Well, Dr. V, all I can say is everything that I've heard on Coast to Coast, what, I mean, you know.
Yeah, that's
about
ET all the time.
To do that by himself, basically, he did this alone. I've never heard, out of all the years that I've been listening Coast to Coast, and I'm pretty sure Brother Kwame can give you some input about the Coral Castle, because he's a follower of Coast to Coast as well. So he knows.
Mm-hmm. You know what? Yeah. Can you get a hold of Kwame and see if he can call in and share what he remembers? Because this was a sight to see, and it just left us with a lot of questions. And
okay,
we're certainly going to have to go and do some. In fact, one of the brothers is just committed, and I think we all are maybe committed to do some research, more research, because it kind of blew our
minds. On the Coral Castle?
Oh, yeah, blew our minds.
Okay, well, you start with Coast to Coast, because like I said, there have been a ton of people, and I've been listening to Coast since 1985, I believe, is when I first got turned on to Coast to Coast. So I'll reach out to Brother Kwame and see if he can chime in.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
All right, thank you. I'm on the mute.
So this is, again, this is a highlight, kind of the highlight of our day. Now we're into the nighttime activity of Key West. And my sister Ooze is here, and I want her to just say a few words about what she loved about this day. In fact, there's just so much that we were looking at and experiencing together. We were trying to get to a park, but you have to go on a ferry to get to the island where the park is. So we got here, but we explored so much more. So I'm going to let her share, if you don't mind. I want her to share what she explored today, because there was just so much, right?
Yes. Good evening, brethren. The thing that I enjoyed the most is we were out in nature, out of the city, out in the country with clean, fresh air. Not hearing fire or ambulance or police, none of that. So it was very peaceful for myself when we went to the Everglades. Being out in nature is something we should all do at least once a month. Thing I liked is that we were able to go to this market, and in this market they had fruits and vegetables that I personally have never seen before. And one of the brethren that was with us, he bought some raw cacao with the beans in the shell. And he bought some other fruits that I had never tasted. And they come from my country, and I never tasted them. But it was very nice experience of just fellowshipping on the same level, no one better than anyone else, just being brothers and sisters, having a great old day.
Thank you, thank you. And I've known my sister Ooze for, 20 years? We've been together 20 years. So we're really like sisters, and we study Hebrew together, and we Skype a lot to me. And being on this journey was like reunion time. Okay, so, you know, COVID, especially since after what we've been through, the whole world has been through for the last 2.5 years or so. It's time for us to reunite with the people we really care about, the people we love, the people who have things in common with us. And even if we don't agree on everything, at least we get together, we can laugh, we can have heated discussions, we can get to a place of silence sometimes and quiet, and then we can get, this morning we all did yoga together. We all did a meditation together. And here was the best, I don't know about you, but the best part to me was the moon was on our back and the sun was in our face.
Yep.
And the birds were singing, right?
Yep.
So how cool was that?
Awesome. It was awesome. It felt like we were in nature.
Yeah.
And it was so calm. There was no one there but us.
Yeah.
And that's what made it so. Just the thought of having the Creator and his energy of the universe surrounding us was just amazing.
So we're going to go to a commercial break. Naima's mic is open. Naima Latif is our executive producer of The Female Solution, and we've got, this show is being broadcast on The Female Solution, Blog Talk Radio, as well as Soul Purpose Healing. And even though I was like wanting to just have go off and do some shopping or do some other things, I knew that I had to share this with my Blog Talk family because so many people are stuck after COVID and not knowing how to build a new paradigm, build a new education system, build a new healthcare system, build a new education system. So this is the start. We want you to just think about your education system should be getting out in nature, getting out and exploring the land of the United States of America. If you don't, even if you don't get on a plane, just get in your car. I don't like riding in cars for long periods of time, but I enjoyed this because I was with people exploring a new land. I've never been to the Everglades before. I've lived in Florida for I don't know how many years. Okay, so I'm going to let Naima go to play the commercials now. Go. Okay, Naima, thank you.
Oh, I'm in the car. I walked into the store.
Okay, I'm not sure if Naima's phone may have dropped.
Oh, man, God sent the monthly sun bill today. This sunlight is really expensive, especially during this season. I'll probably have to work overtime to pay it.
Well, you better pay it on time. We don't want the sun to go out, and we're sitting up here all day in the dark.
Wouldn't it be terrible if God charged us for sunlight? Well, thank God, the light and heat from the sun is free. So why are we paying such high bills for the energy we use in our homes? Because we don't know how to use solar energy, the free energy from the sun. You can convert your regular home to a solar energy home and save tremendously on your electric bill. Take a look at your electric bill. Wouldn't you like to reduce or possibly even eliminate that cost altogether? Let one of our solar consultants show you how. Call today, 312-849-3456. And schedule a free consultation. That's 312-849-3456.
Hi, this is John Alexander.
And I'm Naima Latif. Meet people like you who are making a positive difference in the world.
Big difference.
Watch us every day on The Media Connection at www.youtube.com/TheMediaConnectionTV.
YouTube it. We'll see you soon.
There are people who choose to make a positive difference in the world. Our job is to bring you their stories to motivate you to do the same. Join us each week, host John Alexander and Naima Latif, as we bring you the educators, entertainers, elected officials, religious leaders, and community activists whose works are transforming this world. Find out how you can make a difference too. Be inspired. Watch The Media Connection.
Mondays at 5 p.m. and Tuesdays at 12 noon on cable TV, Channel 19 in Chicago. And other cities, check your local cable listings.
Do you worry about finances, family, health, job, relationships? Are you in pain? Do you feel stuck? If you answered yes to any of these questions, help is available. Don't worry, you're not alone. It's part of the human process. You only feel this way because you haven't mastered the voices in your head. No hype, just down to earth, solid, workable tools and techniques that you can practice daily. It's really food for the soul. Whether you want to learn how not to worry about anything, reverse type 2 diabetes, publish a book, promote your product or service, or just make extra money. To take advantage of the deal of the day, go to ZeldaSpeaks.com or call 312-409-6619. Mention promo code The Female Solution and get free shipping. That's ZeldaSpeaks.com or 312-409-6619. Stop worrying today. Visit ZeldaSpeaks.com.
Like being in the 1960s, the artwork and the people and so much about this is just very special. And so I decided to get out of the car. My phone's all charged up and just walk around and just describe to you what I'm seeing. Of course, this being a tourist spot, there's lots of people walking around. But here's a place called Sushi Song. Sushi Song Key West, and of course it's a place for sushi, and I'm just taking a walk because we're leaving here soon, as soon as the guys get back. We got these guys who went off, and Zelda's having interspecies communication. Oh, that sounds interesting. I don't know what that means, but it sounds interesting. I can't read much more of it. Zelda, if you want to call in and talk about that show. I'm not live today on Facebook, so I'm just walking down the street, giving you an idea. Hand rolled cigars, 100% Cuban leaf, Cuban seeds. Oh wow, big display of Cuban cigars. And so it's really kind of noisy here. I hope you can hear me, but it's just interesting to now be in a whole different environment than we were earlier in nature. This is all about nightlife, Key West nightlife. The people are just everywhere. The restaurants are packed. And it's kind of interesting and exciting. And there's a three-wheel bike coming by with tourists. A big tourist area. People in this area, by the way, ride a lot of motorcycles and bikes because parking is really bad here. So many tourists that you really can't get a good parking spot. You have to drive around quite a bit to find a good parking space. So I'm just taking my last tour of Key West downtown on US 1 is the road that brings you into Key, the southernmost end, or let me see, the west end of the southernmost part of Florida. I'm right at the tip of Florida that looks out into the Atlantic Ocean and the Gulf of Mexico. It all comes together here. And I'm just taking a walk for the last few minutes of my vacation here. So I don't know, Mama AZ, I saw your hand go up again. I'm not sure if you had another comment. Mama AZ, your mic is open.
So, Dr. V, I left a message. I don't know if he's on another call or whatever, but I can't text him. My phone won't allow me to text him.
Well, that's okay. I thought he could share a little bit more about the Coral Castle. But we've had enough introduction to everybody about my two-day vacation, and I'm going to be in Fort Lauderdale visiting a friend for a while after tonight. We're going to the Hippocrates Institute tomorrow, and that's a place if you ever have any illness or disease, or you want to get on a 3-week protocol. Here's my friend Mikros. I'm on Blog Talk Radio. They want to know about the Hippocrates Institute. So this is, he hasn't been, oh, wait a minute. This is Mama AZ has been on, she went to the Coral Castle. Do you know about Coast to Coast Radio?
Yes, I have heard of
it. Okay, this is Mama AZ. This is Mikros.
Well,
she's saying he's talking about the Coral Castle.
I didn't go to the Coral Castle. I heard about it through many, 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 many people who were on coast to coast. And I had two friends over there down there in Miami who got very tired of me crying to them to go since they were close in that area. So they finally went. And in 2011, and sent me a bunch of pictures, and it was very interesting. What do you know about the Coral Castle?
Well, all I can say is that at the culmination of all of my research, there seems to be a connection between the Saturn stone that was there, the Mars mm-hmm. stone, the moon, mm-hmm. and then Crescent Venus, to a supposed prophecy that's connected to Atlantis rising. And so something that's termed the hot zone, which is the entire Caribbean area, there's purported to be a bunch of underwater ruins, specifically off the coast of Cuba, which is connected to the Edgar Cayce readings, because Edgar Cayce said that supposedly around this time, that there were supposed to be ancient ruins or land masses that were going to begin to rise. And apparently this guy who made Coral Castle was aware of this.
That's right. That's right. Oh, my God. Dr. V, wait a minute. Wait, my brother, do you work there at this holistic place? Or you are in your car?
Yeah, in West Palm Beach. Yes, I do.
Okay, so you don't travel. It's the other brother that travels around in his car then, right?
You're talking about Shimo.
Oh, yeah, Shimo, yes.
Okay, let me ask you this. What does it cost to be a client there at this spot? And do they give senior citizen discounts? Just curious.
Yeah, so I haven't been there too long, but from what I understand, the prices can range anywhere between $1,500 to about $5,000, $6,000, $7,000. It all depends upon like what you're going there for. They have different, packages that you can pick from and choose from. But that's the general price.
Oh,
so
I see.
So when you get in the car,
Okay. Okay. Dr. We got to continue to freeze me. So get in the car and do what you got to do. I'll just listen. I really would like to pick this gentleman's brain and learn and share some other things. So can you hook that up?
Absolutely.
I'm gonna
meet you. Tommy's in the house. Okay, let me go to Tommy. We've got Kwame Sunhorst. Thank you for joining us. We are on our way back to. Are you there, Kwame?
I'm here. Good evening, Mama.
Good evening. We are on our way back. We're in Key West. And I want to pick your brain about, do you know about the Coral Castle?
Yeah, the spiritual work that gentleman was able to do in using the energy from the earth and being able to lift those stones the same way they did with the pyramids.
Right. So why don't you share, would you share with us, because I have my friends Ooze and Shimwell and Mikra in the car, and we're on our way back from a vacation of 2 days in the Everglades, and I think the biggest surprise for us so far, at least for me, I'll let Shimwell, was the Coral Castle. It's just so much spirituality. What do you know about, because Mama AZ was telling me the Coral Castle, they talked about it on the shows, the Coast to Coast. And what do you know about all that, and how did you learn about it?
Well, I learned about it part of what George Norrie, but it was really Art Bell that really did it back in the day before George Norrie came on. He took over for Art Bell. But what they were showing is you always hear me speaking about the 29.6 latitude. And see, that's in that area, that latitude, because of the Gulf, and then what it runs in that ley line, there's a certain energy in that part of Florida that is on the grid. And if you know how to tap into that energy of the grid, you are able to do with that energy things that normal people wouldn't be able to do, as such as what that gentleman did. And being able to geomancy, that's what he used, is earth divination, in order to lift those stones, get those stones cut, and put them in place, and to build them in a way that take one finger and move that half a ton stone with one finger, because of the way in which it was constructed by using the energy from the earth. And that's how they were constructed, the same way that they built the pyramids of Giza, that those ton stones that they cut from lime quarries and did, they were able to levitate them by just using sound. And they were able to precisionally cut them with using crystals as lasers to cut them to where a hair couldn't go in between them. It's called
Geomancy,
earth divination. It's that there are 144 grids on this planet. Mm-hmm. And when you know where their exact alignment is, that you can get on there and create the chant to create the energy in your body to do just about anything that may seem humanly impossible be possible.
So geomancy is spelled G-E-O-M-A-N-S-Y. How are you spelling that?
No, M-A-N-M-A-N-C-Y, Mancy. Geomancy.
Geomancy. Because, you know, what they showed us was several of the structures used to be able to be moved with your finger. You could move them and they twirl around. And over the years, they've restricted people from even touching them now. You can't sit on them. You can't touch them because they've become so delicate. And they're,
right,
I guess
because
they
don't have the maintenance. You don't have people that have the knowledge to do the maintenance on them to keep them in alignment. So if you steady swinging the door back and forth and you ain't got that on there, you don't have the person to know how to keep that maintenance, then it will fall out of line, and then you can't be able to reset it the way it was because you have to lift it back into place.
Right. Now, I want to introduce you to my brother Shimwell before he goes off to sleep. Because Shimwell is very knowledgeable about so many things, and we've had so much insight on nature, but Brother Kwame Sunhorse is doing a lot of Native American healing work. He's kind of like the nomad like you are. And Shimwell is doing a lot of nomad type journey with, you know, giving up material things. So I would just like him to share with you what his impression was of the, do you mind sharing what your impression of the Coral Castle was?
All right. It's Kwame Sunhorse. It's on speaker.
Good evening, Kwame. Hello, my name is Shelby.
Good evening.
Pleasure to hear your diagnosis and insights regarding the Coral Castle. Actually, I was perceiving the alignments there with the heavenly bodies that Ed had constructed, like with Mars, beginning with perception, then that being expanded to Saturn or Sepetai energy, then coming up to the appearance or order of the moon, then entering into Venus, which is the means of constructing what one sees as Venus depicts the hearing faculty within us, a higher register than the eyes. So the hearing faculty of Venus rises above Mars, which depicts sight. Sight being activated in the waters of Sabbatai or Saturn, then coming to integration with the 15 phases of Baena or the moon to be able to rise up to Venus or Nuga, as it's also known in Hebrew language, Nuga, upon which our state of residence is built. So I was seeing this, this energy of inner cognition between itself depicted within the various astrological formations there of the North Star and of the equinox, which the vernal equinox, which we're celebrating today, that he had this inner alignment. And it was somewhat, I guess, a dampening of the way that the information was presented, because it was presented more as an unknown factor of what was really within this cognition of this gentleman, and attributing it to some lost love affair rather than the attributes of 16 pertaining to the 16th letter of the primordial alphabet of the faces, meaning the letter O, depicting the letter, the energy of the eye, that I've seen that the demonstration of the eye, the moon, different phases, attributes of the moon, were predominantly part of that cosmic coral structure of limestone that was so magnificently cut out and arranged there at that site. So I'm just a very greeny about this. I'm not pretending to know anything substantially about it other than just these simple observations through soul progression within myself and within my friends that I also see and share information with. So it's just a pleasure to speak to you, Kwame, this evening, to be here with Anna Piyayeta on this program. And so thank you.
And thank us. You know, everything is in divine order, because right now, you know, this is, we're entering in the spring equal day and equal night. And what we have right now with the alignment of the moon just coming out of Virgo and the moon is rising. But what you have in the opposite, which is the sun is setting and you have Jupiter and Mars, and Jupiter, and it's in alignment with Aquarius. And so what you have in this alignment as the sun sets in the west, you're talking about right now, you've got Jupiter, Mars, Saturn, Jupiter, Saturn in Aquarius, dealing with two other planets. There are about five planets already in alignment with Pisces and Capricorn. And so what you're looking at is these energies are all in alignment coming from these planets. You got Venus, which you just spoke about. Then you have Mars and Venus and Saturn all in alignment with Jupiter and Mercury. So you having these five planets and this alignment, just like I hope you're familiar with the harmonic conversion, when all planets were in straight alignment. We just had last year, a year before last, in 2020, we had six of our planets was on one side of the sun all together at a time. When we have these alignments with Pluto being in its sign coming into it, it comes only every 246 or 49 years. And in that alignment, it brings the transformation that goes about on this planet, because in our solar system, after crossing the galactic center, the waters of Mu, we are in our Milky Way galaxy on the other side, beginning what's getting ready to happen, this 26,000-year journey on the way around. This is why we're moving into Aquarius. So when you understand that as above, so below, when you align with these energies of alignment, then you bring forth energy, because this is why if you go to Houston right now, the Ramesses II gold exhibit is there. They brought his mummy there because they have to reactivate the grid. That's why they brought that sarcophagus and his mummy, is because they have to reactivate when they opened up the gym on April 4th of 2020, when they opened up the Great Egyptian Museum, because they built it there right next to Harem Hep, which is Leo, which is in the sign of Aquarius, because they have to be back in alignment on the grid. And this is why I'm talking about the geomancy. Understanding Earth divination is the way in which our ancestors knew. The astrological alignment gives the human alignment in the same order that we can use our body as using the plant. And so this is what we're needing to begin to study. The astronomy is the astral me. This is who we are. We're cosmic dust. Came and formulated a human body to do what we come here as our purpose of being. And those special ones that are in tune to it know how to tune themselves to the frequency in order to construct and destruct whatever it is that they want to do. That's why they do rituals and ceremony. We talk about spiritual, 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 like loose chains rolling out our mouth. But in the word spiritual is the word ritual. If you don't know how to use the ritual, then you don't understand how to use your power of your spirit.
Did you have any comments about the men back there?
I think that was very well said. Very well said.
Say who you are, because I don't think he's...
Yeah, Mika Kadash.
Greetings.
Would you share with Kwame what you've been studying? Because you've been really, you and Shimor are just brothers for sure of another mother, of course. But you all are so, these guys so complement each other. It's just been awesome to be with them and hear and learn from what they've been studying. So could you share with Kwame what you've been studying and how you're coming into more knowledge every day?
Yeah, so what I've been tapping more into is the decipherment of the ancient Hebrew texts according to Pi and the Golden Ratio. So this is very much tapping deep into gematria, the Old English gematria, which is a base six number system,
and then also the ancient Hebrew gematria. And what we're finding in decoding and deciphering the ancient Hebrew text is the name of Akhenaten, which is the 18th dynasty pharaoh of ancient Egypt. And so all of this is basically pointing to something significant happening with the 18th dynasty of Egypt and that breakaway that happened in Kemet and to an ancient connection to America and the Native American peoples. And so that's pretty much what I've been tapping into in the past 5 or 6 years or so.
And I commend you of listening, as the Hopi says, you are the one you've been waiting for. Everything in the universe, Rumi says, everything in the universe is within you. When will you learn to use yourself? And this is what you all are doing there in that journey at unifying together. That's why I say thank us, love us. It's us because we're unified as spirit. Mataki Oya, I say, all my relations, we're connected to everything on this planet and in the cosmos. We're all connected. And what they're now finding with the string theory and quantum physics and all of that, our ancestors knew that we, as they used the 100-monkey theory. How is it that when 99 monkeys go down to the river and wash their food, when that 100th monkey goes down and washes his food, every monkey on the planet knows to go wash their food? How is that? Because we're all connected. Consciousness is interconnected. This is why they're attempting to make artificial, because what we knew and what we always understood with the tree of life is because the tree of life represents the wood wide web. There is a root system that is connected through all the trees on the planet that they interconnect and they send through the grid or the electromagnetic energy through the planet in order to resonate with each other, in order to transmit to us. This is why we breathe in and we breathe out, they breathe in. And so this is what we mean when we say the circle of life, because within the tree is the circle. And the tree, and if you look at the tree in its root system or its branch system, and you look at a woman's placenta, they're one and the same.
Okay. Chimo, did you have any reply to that? Or?
Sorry, I couldn't hear it.
Okay. Well, these guys have had a long day, so thank you for
sharing. Thank you for sharing.
Huh?
Thank us for sharing.
That's what?
Brother Nika, what he thought about the kids.
Yeah, he did. He talked about it outside. But I wanted Chimo to just share about the skin of the alligator and the snake, because I tried to remember what you said about the color when we were at in the Everglades. Chimo presented to the rangers, the not so smart rangers, why the skin, the belly of the alligator was yellow or white and yellow, and the belly of the python was the color it was. Could you just share what you observed, what you shared with them about that observation?
Hello, friends. Yes, we were there at the Everglades, and the ranger had a couple skins there on the table. One of the alligator, which being a yellow belly, and the other of a python being a white belly. And I just asked a question of the ranger, what was the reason of the orientation of that yellow skin belly versus the white belly? And there wasn't any cognitive answer that sprang forth from them. So I suggested that the belly of the alligator being yellow is of the sun moving according through the waters, according to the activations of Hakama wisdom. And the serpent, having a white belly, moves according to the name of Yako, or the spirit, the intellect of understanding of the moon, as all things in manifestation are of the invisible primordial energies through the moon and the sun. If those two lights go out, then everything goes dark. But through the illumination of the night and of the day, we walk in Shuo, the preservation of the wealth that is inherently within us, the wealth that we come into the world with, the wealth that sustains us, the wealth that is continuing to increase through our ascension, to establish us in orbits and galaxies destined for our names.
Thank you, Shimo. Could I ask him
one question? If we have, and that was excellent in what you did, and the part of it is that how is it that the human, no matter how melanated, he could be purple, eggplant, black, and the darkest of dark and the lightest of light. But the bottom of our feet and the palms of our hands are lighted. Those are the two places that are not melanated. What is that reasoning?
Well, the reasoning is that undercolor of the whiteness room to overturn the appearance of that which is natural and to reveal the supernatural or the intellect that's within us, that we're never devoid of the ability to be transformed as the head of our faculty being Yaakov or Jacob, which is called the supplanter. That is the one who will determine that the true light that's inherent within us and not the form in the story, parable of his brother Esau, and Jacob, how Yaakov could usurp and bring forth the true birthright force that's within us. So we all have this inherent nature of understanding, upgirding us, called the silver lining in a storm or the silver lining of a cloud. That is, there is this impetus of the invisible energy that is ever present, upgirding, upholding the manifestation and to bring it forward unto the destiny of the breath, to abide in the immortal crystals, taking what is of sand and turning it into glass and gemstone, true origin and destiny. Hope that addresses your question.
Would you
okay,
say
call me.
The bottom of the feet is a receiver, and the palm of the hands is a transmitter, or they can work in either or way. You can bring down by holding your hands up to the sun, and it transmits down through and back into the earth and through your body, or it can be drawn up from the sole of your feet and to transmit out through the palms of your hands. The interconnectedness and the two graphic linings of the sacred geometry is on the footprint and the fingerprint and the handprint. It's constructed. That's why no two people have the same fingerprint or they have the same footprint. It's because that is your special marking in order for you to receive and transmit specifically who you are.
I would agree with that. And
the rings of the Elohim, fingerprints, no prints.
The rings of the Elohim are the fingerprints. And yeah, you know, I'm so grateful that you guys got to meet because you all so compliment each other's knowledge and journey. And Kwame, where are you? Are you in Georgia now?
Yeah, I'm still sitting here in Eatonton, Georgia, stolen land of the Muscogee Creek on Lake St. Clair, which is the Oconee River that it's made out from. And I sit here by this water in the forest because I know that these standing talls and this water with memory and consciousness and these antennas that are interconnected to the earth is my best source of my DI intelligence as opposed to AI intelligence, because AI is artificial. Divine is all mine.
So are you going to be traveling? Remember, you sent me a text, something about staying connected to the people you care about. And I said, well, when are you coming to Florida? You didn't answer me.
Well, I mean, I've got
to
make
Florida
a trip. I've got a friend that they just opened up a treatment center there in Panama City.
Oh.
Yeah, Panama Beach. And they're indigenous, they're Lakotas, and they're running a treatment program for indigenous people and the people in the community in that area that are needing that help. And so they've asked me to come down because as an elder, they want me to perform ceremony there. And they're talking about doing sweat lodges. And I'm like, okay, well, they're in class right now in Colorado. So once they finish their training, then they'll come back. And then I'll have to arrange time in that because my daughter and my son is there in Palm Coast, right there, but right below St. Augustine.
A sweat lodge. Have you done one?
I haven't done it.
Okay, we're gonna have to go to Panama. He's an expert at that, so we're gonna have to go. Oh my goodness! I was in a sweat lodge with him in Georgia. That was like my third one. And so you're going to be doing a sweat lodge in Panama City?
Yep.
Okay.
I'll let you know when they get back and then everything gets set up. And,
yes,
you know, sure. I'll be down there to do the ceremony with them.
Yeah.
So,
okay, great.
Yeah. And the thing that and the brothers that hasn't, and I don't know how many has, but it's in an exchange using the four elements, using the earth energy, using the oldest record keepers, which are the stones. And then I said water is memory and consciousness. And what we create is grandfather's breath when we heat up the stones and there's an exchange activating that their DNA is transferred into our DNA. As we sweat out our toxins, then we inhale their consciousness into us as we all sit there in the womb of a cosmic womb.
Yeah, I'm overdue for my, let's see, this will be my fourth one. So I'm overdue for my fourth. Maybe we can get Mama AC to travel to Florida. I kind of doubt it, but she's had enough. Anyway, thank you so much, Kwame, for sharing. And I look
no
forward
problem.
To connecting with you in Panama City. We got to go to our last break. I think
unmuted.
Naima Latif, are you ready for the last break, last commercial? Your mic is open if you are. I'm going to leave your mic open and wait. I did not do the last commercial, so if you want to play the last commercial, otherwise I can play it on my end, I think.
Commercial.
Yeah, don't worry, Naima. I'll play.
Muted.
I'll play the last commercial, and then we'll go to our ending.
The Female Solution Global Radio TV Show invites you to an invigorating conversation with our team of hosts Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Time. Start your week with Monday Morning Mindfulness with Zelda Speaks. Tuesdays, self-care with Jody Susan. Wednesdays, repairing broken families with Naima Latif and co-host Kareem Hamid. Thursdays, soulful solutions with Dr. Debbie Green. And Fridays, health and well-being with Beata. Saturdays, tune in 12 noon to 2 p.m. Central Time. First Saturday, success strategies with Jana. Second Saturday, Wendy Williams Esquire on relationships. Third Saturday, move around with Deborah. And fourth Saturday, wisdom with Mama D. Join us Sundays, 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Central Time for Soul Purpose Healing with Beata. Call in and comment 515-605-9325. Press 1 to speak to the host and be a part of the solution. struggle to get out of bed, into the swing of things? Well, don't worry, you are not alone. Join us for thought-provoking, stimulating, and mindful conversations on Higher Learning with Zelda Speaks for your Monday morning mindfulness session on Blog Talk Radio, The Female Solution, Monday, 7:30 until 9 a.m. Be sure and send your ideas, thoughts, comments, and suggestions. Also, if you'd like to be a guest on the show, visit ZeldaSpeaks.com and send us your info. We'd love to have you. Experience mindfulness moments with the mindfulness / stress relief coach, Zelda Speaks. And thanks for sharing the mindfulness moment tip of the day. Stay on purpose, stay empowered, and stay tuned to your next session of mindfulness on Higher Learning with Zelda Speaks. Make it a mindful day. And thanks for listening.
Okay, we are going to say goodnight. We've got some driving to do. We want to put on some music so we can enjoy our driving. So thank you so much for joining me this evening. And I hope and pray that you have been inspired to get out and learn more about your country, your cities, your communities, as we create a new healthcare system, or the healthcare system, as we create a new educational system, and as we create just a new life for all of us on planet Earth, one that does not include a new healthcare education, and get rid of the government that we have. We're going to topple the government with our energies, with our truth, and with our love for one another. Because our government is sick, in my opinion, and you know how I am about giving my opinion. But if you don't have any more questions, I don't see any new hands up, I'm going to say goodnight because we've got to pay attention to driving and put some music on. So please join us tomorrow morning, Zelda Speaks, Monday morning, mindfulness. I could not read her what her show was about, so just be sure it's going to be a great show. And we will see you this week in the Female Solution Blog Talk Radio Station. So we're going to say thank you to all our global family now, and everyone be blessed. Shalom and much love.
To the end of our show today, but you can hear every show in the archives at www.blogtalkradio.com/the-female-solution. You can also hear today's show on the Female Solution Facebook page. Go to www.facebook.com/the-female-solution. Leave your comments about today's show. You can always reach me on my website at www.naimalatif.com. That's www.naimalatif.com. Watch our TV shows, listen to our radio shows, order our books, and be sure to get your copy of the book, The Female Solution. On behalf of our team of radio hosts, I'd like to thank all of you who participated in today's discussion. And to our global family listening from all around the world, we say thank you. To our family in China, xie xie. India, zanyabat. Japan, arigato. Korea, kamsahamnida. Russia, spasiba. Germany, danke. Poland, dziękuję. France, merci. Spain, gracias. Italy, grazie. Egypt, shukran. Ghana, medasi. Nigeria, eshe. South Africa, ngiyabonga. Senegal, geret. Kenya, asante. Israel, toda. Pakistan, shukriya. Afghanistan, Tashakur, Saudi Arabia, shukran. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Thank you. And may peace be upon you and the mercy of God and God's blessings.
Thank you for using Blog Talk Radio. Goodbye.